Okay, I guess we're on. So welcome to my session about Office 365 groups and how to use them. But before I start, I want to take a picture of y'all. So if you could raise your hands and say, "Way!" Thank you. And I'll do one at the end and see if the enthusiasm is as big afterwards, right? So my name is Mikael Svensson. I'm a principal consultant at a company called Puzzlepart based in Oslo, Norway. Do 365 consultancy and SharePoint. Been doing SharePoint since 2003. I'm also a SharePoint MVP. And also do a PTSP role with Microsoft. That means they can use me in customer meetings for free, basically. And hopefully we'll get a lead. So that's short about me. So let's kick this off. So I figured, just a small introduction. So this is the seventh group session of the day. I'm guessing you already know what a group is, but I'll cover just some basics, what's in groups. And then I'll do four demos afterwards. I'll tell you right away, one of the demos is not complete, and I'll let you know when I get there. So, but that's how it works with groups. Things are rolling out constantly, and new features are coming all the time. If you, by any chance, walk out during the session, or you're bored, or fall asleep, here's the takeaways. You can use groups for a wide variety of collaboration scenarios. If you use team sites before, you can use groups, shared calendars, you can use groups. So if you haven't started using them, Start today. I mean, they're ready for most scenarios anyways, right? Okay. So what are Office 365 groups? So this is a question and a discussion I've had numerous times the past year. Like, what is a group? Well, especially for SharePoint people, a group, when you start talking to the security part, you have security groups, permission groups. So what is a group? So, like, technically, it's an Azure AD group. That's a backend. But what does that really mean? So I try to just sum it up as this. Like, is grouped functionality for a group of people. That might also be fuzzy, but it's about you're taking functionality from the best of breed services and bringing them together for a group of people to collaborate. So, I mean, so we have SharePoint. Use files, pages, and also list items is coming, since we're now getting the modern team site for a group, so you can use that if that's your entry point. We have OneNote, which is also stored in SharePoint to take your notes. And then Outlook for conversations and a shared calendar. And then we have Planner if you want to do the tasks, so much better than the SharePoint task, which doesn't really scale. More is coming there. And then we have Power BI, for visualizing whatever data you have, might be your scenario for using a group. And now also Yammer integration, which recently been announced. So that's my introduction to what groups are. So you're taking the best of breed from all these different services. So my wish is that maybe video stream might be part of it, right? Maybe you can have a, if Sway came with channels, maybe you could have a Sway part in there. So there's all these services being rolled out which we can hook into groups. And that takes us over to demos. So that was my short introduction. So I'm not going to keep you long today, but I have time for a lot of questions. So my first scenario, which I call the calendar. So this is you have an event, you can have recurring meeting, whatever, so that the time of the date is sort of at the epicenter. Right. So that means you can use a calendar for scheduling, OneNote to keep your agenda, or if you want to have a list, you can do that as well. Do workshop notes, meeting notes, etc. And then you can have conversations about this event before and after. So my demo is something called Puzzle Friday. So Puzzle Friday is an event we have at our company every 6 to 8 weeks. It's an internal event where we go over what's been happening for the past month, how's business, what's going on in Office 365 world, etc. So I'll I'll just show that. So if I switch monitor over here. So let's see. Okay, so this is how Puzzle Friday used to be. So this is a team site with a meeting workspace, right? So every time we had a new event, you see in the URL, so this is one from November 2015. We have the agenda as a list. We link to some different documents. So here's a document in the file library here, which is this one. Someone linked to a blog post. So if we go over to the notebook, let's see, that's kind of empty because all the notes were happening on a whiteboard. And then after the event, they were all forgotten. That happens. So let's see, do we have any other artifacts? No. So that's basically, let's, if we look at the task list, might be some tasks. Yeah, decide, confirm venue. Well, you see, no one's actually checked off these tasks. So someone put the tasks in. They're probably been done since we had the event. It's an internal event. So not very much, right? So if we go over to how we do Puzzle Friday right now, so this is a Puzzle Friday group. So here's a new site homepage. So here's a couple of documents. So this is a September update. That's the management update, what's been happening. And here's my Svensson report, where I sort of, from the last event up until this one, I go through all the blog posts from Microsoft and whatever, all the news, and gather it in a report and digest it for everyone else. And if we go to the OneNote, loads up. So let's do September. So here we have one section per event. So here's the agenda, just filled out in OneNote. We have some comments here, like pluses and minuses. We had a World Cafe session, did the notes, etc. So that means that we just use the OneNote. Everyone contributes at the same time in OneNote during the event. So nothing is really lost. So that works out a lot better. And then if we go back to the look at the calendar and conversation part. So if I go to to conversations here, let's see, Puzzle Friday. Yeah, so here you see there's been some posts, someone shared a document. Here's the announcement for new events being, like, do you have audio video? So this was actually, since I was in the office and everyone else was off at a remote site, having fun on this event, but I couldn't go, so I was sitting alone in the office. So I needed audio video, right? So that was something happening here. And here's for planning for the Christmas dinner. And then Tormod says, well, I need gluten-free food because he's got allergies. So here's some conversations going on before and after the event. And then if we look at the calendar, let's just close. That's my calendar. There's Puzzle Friday calendar. And if you're wondering why my calendar is filled up, it's because we're using the calendar as a timesheet. So if I work 8 hours a day, that's a full block. Like this. Yeah, so we had Puzzle Friday, this 2nd of September. See, and then should be, yeah, here's one planned in December. So basically, instead of sending out an invite every time, as we did before to everyone, now we will just add it to the calendar, to the group's calendar. So that's briefly. Any questions? Right.
And it didn't work. Is it supposed to work, or is that just doing something
nuts? No, so what happens, when you add a calendar event to a group, everyone will actually get an invite. Like, everyone who's in the group should get an invite to that event.
So you will
get it in your own calendar as well. Like, since you sort of accept the meeting.
Okay, yeah, the email didn't go out, so there was
okay.
Something. Yep.
Any other questions? Yeah?
Is that data in Exchange Online being backed up,
One more time.
The calendar and the emails.
Yeah.
Are they being backed up through the native?
So they will be backed up in the same way Office 365 does backup. So I guess that means if I delete it, I can't call someone to just get it back. That means if you want like full granularity on backup, that means either in SharePoint or Exchange, you need some third-party solution to actually back up everything, right? So it might be in my trash can if I delete it. Well, you don't really have a recycle bin in Exchange like you do for SharePoint. So yeah, so then you need something else to get it back. Yeah, so the group itself, at least from the storage perspective of files, I know we can get back. I'm not sure about all the other parts. Yeah. I know there was a session previously today, and there's one tomorrow as well on administration of groups. So you might want to attend those and look at those to get more information. Okay. That's wrong. So that was the Puzzle Friday demo. Second demo is communication and marketing. So this is centered around activities. I mean, maybe we have ad campaign, we're planning some customer activities, what's happening on our public web pages, when are we doing articles and blog posts. So we'll have the calendar for event dates and deadlines, and then we have conversation discussions for internally what's happening on those events. I mean, I can send an email, so what's happening, for example, with SharePoint Society Oslo, are we sponsoring it? And then everyone who's sort of in the event space at our company can see what's going on. You can also do email subscriptions, and there's still email newsletters going on, and I know our marketing department, which is one guy, he subscribes to some of them, and those newsletters are coming into this group, not to his email. And then we're now where we have external access. So we did use the email box for vendors as well. So instead of them emailing a specific person, they could email the group. So that means everyone who had a visibility to this group could actually see whatever emails come in. And then we have OneNote with some different notes on vendors, different venues we're using. And then actually the heart of the communication is Planner. We're like, who does what? So I'll show this as well, right? Okay. And then SharePoint for files, where previously we had a lot of collateral, like logos, et cetera, stored in Dropbox. And we now move that into this Office group. It's easier access. Because every time I need a logo, I never remember the password for the Dropbox. Much easier to just have it within the same space. Do you want to go back so you can take another photo? I'll do. And the slides are available as well. If you log either through the portal or if you go to the Microsoft Tech community, All slide decks are, I think it's been there all day, actually. Yeah, so this is a demo called Puzzle Comms. Okay. Okay, so this is the files view. So here we have a folder for events. We have some banners and some pictures. There are some assets available. And then if we go to the conversation part first. Yeah, so I think the navigation groups could probably improve since you can navigate here, but I don't have the home page right now here unless I go directly to it. And then conversations is up in the right-hand corner. So you sort of need to know where to actually click to get all the different resources. So here you see there's some RSS feeds coming in. And there's a tweet there as well. Let's see if I can. Okay. Let's see some more. here's some emails and here's some events coming in, which were planned, et cetera. So this is all coming into the group. And then if we go to the calendar, see, why does it default to my calendar? When I did this earlier today, I'm sure it showed both. See, communication. See if that was it. Yeah, so here's Ignite. That's happening right now. And then I think we should have, yeah, so here's the conference, European SharePoint conference, et cetera. So all the events which Christian, our marketing guy, is having something to do with is in this calendar. And then I'll go to the OneNote. Just to show that. Yeah, so here's minutes of meetings, plan strategy, what's happening web, campaign, just all different things he's working on, and he adds notes here. So if we go to IDs, I haven't checked this, so hope this is all right. Yeah, here's a couple of campaigns he's got some ideas for, all written down here, so that works. Okay, and then for the final piece, so let's go to Planner. Okay, no Planner link from there. So let's see if we can some planner from here. Something went wrong. Okay. Let's do, try this one. Yep, that worked. Just go directly to tasks. So here's our marketing board. So here's what needs attention, content, activities, events happening, admin routines, tools, infrastructure. So just created different bins for different kinds of activities, different buckets. Then, of course, you can assign it to see progress instead. So not started in progress and what's been completed. So all very useful. And I think a feature coming to Planner, which I'm looking forward to, is actually being able to assign a task to multiple people. That happens. It's not always just one person responsible. Okay. Any questions on this scenario? Is it useful? Yeah, there's a question back there.
Yeah, quick question to me about people joining the group after it's been started. Do they get added to the calendar invites? How do they know about those calendar issues?
So they will not get a calendar invite for previous events, but for new ones, but they do have access and visibility in there, so they could go in and look at the calendar and then add it themselves. But that would be very useful in that I don't think they will get future invites automatically. So maybe if you open it and resave it, it might add. So I'm not sure. Something to be tested. Good question. Any other questions? Yep. Yeah, so
there is a link to Planner if it's available.
Yeah, so in theory, I should have had a link here to Planner.
Okay.
So in some of the pages that actually shows up. So I haven't figured out exactly when and why.
Okay.
So it depends sort of, but I hope that's something which will be fixed. So there should have been a Planner link there.
Yeah.
Ideally. It might be if I go, so I can try if I go to, let's see, side pages, see if there's, let's go to the home page. Let's see, we got Planner here now. Nope. Yeah. And then when I was on documents, I didn't see this home button either, right? So there's still some gaps, and I mean, this was rolled out not, I mean, modern sites pages were rolled out like one or two weeks ago. So, yeah. Yeah, and then go to Planner from there.
Planner,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of what I did when I just did the URL, just went to tasks.office.com instead. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it should be.
Yeah. Question in the back?
Yeah, when people get added to the groups or invited, what security level do they get? Do they get access to everything in that group?
Yeah, so the question was what security level are people who are added to the groups? So what kind of permissions do they get in the group? So what happens is when you add a person to the group, they're getting added to that Azure Active Directory group. And that group on the SharePoint side for files is added into contributors. That means you can create and read items just like a contributor. So that's what happened behind the scenes.
But you can't limit them to just...
No, so right now there's no like read-only different access. Yes, it's a good question. Should you have just readers into a group, or when you're a group of people and you're collaborating, usually everyone contributes? So do you find yourself doing a lot of scenarios where you limit people to just read access, or?
Yeah, we do. I mean, they basically want to give them access to the group, but they want them to only be able to see a certain section or be able to do certain things in there, especially the files.
Right, yeah. So I know that on OneNote for classbooks, they've done different permission stuff. So the teacher can edit some of the pages where the students can't, but they can both read. So. Might be that they'll do something else. I guess if enough people want it, they might add it. Question back.
Can you really make that truly public, like your scenario for communications? If you went to an external publisher and needed to just share off part of this, and they don't have a 365 account, can you do that?
Well, so right now, if you share with an external person, they either need a O365 account or a live account. So if they don't have a live account, when you send that external invite, they will get an option when they click it to sign up.
But they don't need to have a persistent account?
No. So a live account works. Okay, so I'll switch over to this one again. So this is my to do lightweight social... social media support. So this is the demo which doesn't work completely. So the idea here is to get a Twitter feed into the group, which works just fine. But then, so my idea was, okay, say you get the Twitter feed in, and then you want to reply internally, and then get an automatic tweet out without going to Twitter to tweet it out. It is doable. But you have to do some programming. So with the current just configuration parts, it's impossible to do. And you can't, so I've tried using Flow. If someone's seen my Twitter handle all day, I've had like multiple tweets on this session key. And then, does this work? Final testing, I won't test anymore. Okay, I'm doing one more test. And it just doesn't work. There's some missing pieces. And you also, in order to use Flow, which you can hook into a mailbox, so I used a shadow mailbox, which was part of the group. That means all the group conversations coming in, and then the shadow mailbox has a Flow to actually tweet it back out. But it doesn't work. So, but if you have a programmer, you can use something called webhooks. So you can attach a webhook on the emails in the group. That means when an email or when a tweet comes in through the connector, you get an event, and then you can pick up that tweet, and then you can do something. So, but what does work? I mean, you can still get the tweet in. You can do an internal conversation, saying, "Okay, I have replied to this tweet. You don't have to. Maybe you want to discuss what should the response be before you actually send it out." So you can at least do some internal discussions before you do the tweet. Or you could also do an Outlook add-in, like in an extra pane, to do the actual tweet. So if I switch back. So this is my Twitter support group. So if anyone tweets either with @BRK2277 or hashtag, that should come in here right now. And then my idea was, okay, so here. It's cool. I say, well, so tweet. That's cool. So if I could just grab, if the reply starts with tweet, then tweet whatever's coming next. get a programmer. And I am a programmer, but I don't want to program. It's so much easier to configure when it works. So what I used here is the connector part. So I'll just show how I'll set up the tweet. So you got a bunch of connectors down here, right? It's a pretty long list. If we just look at the configuration for this one, it says like get tweets from this this account, which contains that was not a tweet, that was just a reply coming into one of my mailboxes. Yeah. So that could work. I mean, I could have a pane to the right-hand side here, which to allow me to tweet. Again, get a programmer. I mean, all the APIs are there, you just need to piece them together. So hopefully we will get enough function, or we can, I hope that we can hook a flow to a group, to the emails, and get that back out with all different actions you need. Okay. And then let's go back. And then the last demo for education. So some of you might have been to a session earlier today, which was about using groups in the educational space, where they talked about staff-to-staff communication, teacher-to-student, or having expert groups across different learning institutions. It means you could have a professor in one university, a professor somewhere else, and they can all collaborate. So that's all fine. But for me, I mean, I don't work in the educational space, but I'm a parent. So my son started first grade last year. We do get a lot of education from the school, so they have some other vendor created a school portal. So that means every now and then I get an email saying, you have a new message. Okay. So then I need to click that. Well, actually there's no clicking. I have to go to the school page and I need to log in with my government ID, go with all the latest post, and then I need to open that, and then there's a message inside. So very cumbersome to actually get what's happening. And usually what's being posted, it's a new weekly schedule. So what if I could create a group which will follow my son, like all the 10 first years of school, because he will same school for 10 years. So I created a group called Class of 2026, which they could just invite all the parents. I mean, I guess all parents, if they don't have an Office 365 account, they probably have a live ID, or they can get one. And then if I need to email all the parents, then email to the group, or if I have a question to some of the other parents, I could just email that group. Very easy. And then I can have a OneNote with the birthday of all the kids, so I can know, okay, when's the next birthday party is probably coming up. If I need to contact some of the parents, or maybe someone started, last week, new people started in this class, and the school year started a month and a half ago, right? Then you need an updated sheet with all the contact information. And then they could do the weekly schedules and documents or PDFs easily downloadable, right? Maybe they do some photos when they're on trips. Store that as well. And the advantage, if this is possible, right, to have a group for 10 years is, I mean, you have history. That means if new students come in, they can see what's been going on. If a new teacher takes over the class, they can say, who was in the class last year? So you have the full history. So let's do a demo on this one. Okay, let's close this. If I go to my Class of 2026. So here's this is the weekly schedule for week 38, which I uploaded just as a quick link here. And then here's some information about activities happening after school for my kid. Very useful, right? And then if I go to the OneNote I created, so I tried to do a section per year. So now we're in 2016. So if I got here's a page. Contacts for the students and the guardians with their name, when's their birthday, who's their parent, what's the email address, what are the information people are comfortable sharing. So it will be the same information that they actually have in a sheet of paper we get get once a year now, but which is not updated. Then you might have some contacts at school, like who's the homeroom teacher, who does gymnastics, like who are all these teachers involved with the class. Here I also added the entry for the like main number. Here's the logo for the school. They also have some learning resources. They're using external websites for different homework, which I have a login. I always forget the login. It could be here, so I can just go back into the OneNote, so I don't have to keep it in my own OneNote. I'm sure others ask the same thing, because it was printed on the weekly schedule a week, maybe 21, right? So that's, then they need to go back to all these old weekly schedules to get that piece of information. We could have the vacation holidays listed here, or that could be added in a calendar, but the calendar does not have an external view for external right now. I mean, well, if you add an event, they will get an email with the event, but they can't view the calendar as you can internally. And then when there's parent-teacher meetings with everyone in there, and usually some parent has to take notes, and then that's being sent to the teacher, who sends it out to all the parents afterwards. Well, what if we could just take notes? This is what we do in all our meetings anyways, right? And the thing is, the schools in Oslo already have Office 365, so they could do this if I could just get some business there telling them how to do this, possibly. And then, so I'll just show, so say there's a new weekly schedule, right? So if I go to conversations, so I upload a new weekly schedule. I want to let all the parents know, well, there's a new weekly schedule you need to download for your kid. So we could, okay, new conversation. Here's the new schedule. And then click paperclip, insert file. Pick the group. Let's pick the folder. And here's a folder for our schedules. Let's do like week 28 next. And I can either send it as an attachment, which might be convenient, or I can just send it as a sharing link like this. Send. So if you look at the members, you see I have different accounts. So I should now get an email to my Gmail account, which has a live ID. Hopefully, let's see if that's being updated. Yep. Here's the new schedule. I can click the link, which takes me straight in, and I can print it or save it. So much easier where I have to log in and log in, et cetera. I mean, this is not very, I don't need my government ID to log in to get this. It should be sensible, yeah. Okay. Any questions? Does someone have, yeah? Ooh, that's a good question. So if you're an external invited user, can you do offline sync? Good question. So let's see if I, so now I'm through my Gmail account. There's no sync buttons, so I guess not. So, yeah, there, yeah. So I should ideally have another computer to try this since my OneDrive is all to the other account. So I'm not sure, it might just sync automatically. So yeah, maybe it will. You should try and let us know. You can follow, just type it in the conversation on the tech community on this session afterwards. Or maybe I'll try it. That's a good one, yeah? But why do you want offline sync on this content, do you think? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. But if you think like most of the communication information would be in the OneNote, that certainly can be hooked, like, because you just sync the OneNote to whatever OneNote application you're already using, and you will have the OneNote tied in, right? And the summary, same as what I started with. You can use it for a lot of different scenarios. I showed four, one which was a bit incomplete, and there's others as well. And then you should start using them today. So this was the seventh session of group session today. Here's all the others. So there's 1, 2, 3 tomorrow, and then 1, 2, 4 on Thursday, and there's one on Friday. Ask us anything. If you have like any random question about groups, you should go to that one on Friday. If you can't ask on one of the others. If you go to the technical community, there's feedback there. If you go to AKMS 0365 groups. Also, if you go to the tech community, there's a thread going on for each session. You can do comments. So that's all I had. So we can do a Q&A. Well, so so the question was, when do you want to use groups instead of straight SharePoint? So to me, straight SharePoint now is groups because you probably mean team sites, right? Or
yeah.
Yes, because all groups will now have a team site. There's not like a team site will get a group. If we wait just long enough, I know in the Microsoft tenant, if you order a new team site, you will get a group. So groups are sort of team site VNext or version 2 if you want. That's something I've thought of that for a long time, ever since it was rolled out. But where the team site sort of the landing page, so you went to the team site and you had functionality, and now you have functionality spread all across, tied into a sort of loosely typed group.
But to me, team site has a lot more governance
around
it. Yes. Yes.
A lot of people want, you want to do different classifications, and as the gentleman asked earlier, different permissions, et cetera. And you can still do that in SharePoint because on the team side, all the functionality is there. It might not be exposed in the UI right now, but at least programmatically, you can do everything you want with governance. Some more coming out with, like, how do you name a group? Who can create groups? Can you enable external sharing, et cetera, et cetera? But I would say any scenario where you're thinking about using just a team site, you might as well go for a group. Yeah.
So the mobile app that supports groups, how is it going to support the SharePoint team site? Say you could manage metadata or you put custom tags on your document.
That's a great question.
You know where I'm going.
Yes, I know, yeah. And that's... I'm wondering, I also want metadata. I mean, at least a little bit of metadata. And it's the endless question about getting metadata on your documents. Like, and all like sync experiences right now, you won't get metadata. I mean, you had it in SharePoint Workspace, but now like if you sync, like using any tool except like the SharePoint list itself or a library, you don't see the metadata. So, but if you go to the document library, and you should be able to add columns, so you can see the columns, right?
We'll work on the mobile app.
More work on the mobile app.
Groups versus Yammer, or
yeah. So if you attended sessions earlier today, you might have heard that you can integrate a Yammer group with a. Okay, I tend to call them groups because I hate all these like groups. So you can have a Yammer group with an O365 group. And then you will have to choose, do you want your conversations in Exchange or in Outlook, or do you want to have them in Yammer? But you will still have the email address. So that means if you choose to use Yammer and someone sends an email to the group, that will be a conversation going on in Yammer. But then they're also working on to get all the files stored in the Yammer group will then be in SharePoint. So you're sort of switching out the conversation part.
So when would I have a benefit for?
So when would you use Yammer or the other Outlook? Right now, I think conversations work better in Yammer. I think just the flow it works better right now than does in Outlook. That's my personal opinion. I think the threading is better. if you want to have like daily digest, you can have. I think they are better in Yammer. So yeah, I think Yammer works better for larger and longer discussions than what's currently in Outlook. That's my personal opinion. Question over there. No, so you will get a site collection under slash sites with that name, and that's it. Yeah. And I think it's actually hidden. If you view all the site collection in, you won't see the groups there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's a regular site collection, but that's the SharePoint part of it, right? But then you have all the other pieces. So it's all hooked in Azure Active Directory. No, so I haven't done that, but I know there was a hackathon for the new SharePoint framework, and I know there was a team there who actually created a web part surfacing group information into a web part from different parts. So you can certainly do that because APIs are available. But there's no out-of-the-box web part right now like to do a group dashboard. Okay. A lot less people. Well, thank you.